What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, Julie D. Emma, good morning. Good morning to all of you great people who listen to us every week, and those of you who pop in occasionally, whatever the case may be, we thank you for that, as always. And hello, Jewel. How was your week, and how was your day today? So far.
Hi, Laurie. Oh, everything good. Busy. Not as busy as you, though. I've been busy inside, and I really hunkered down this week because we had that Canadian smoke that was bothering me a bit. I've been a bit hunkered down, but busy. And even today, I couldn't believe I looked at the clock. It was 4:00. I said, "Oh, I'm shocked. I can't believe the whole day just flew by." But that's when I'm happiest, is when I'm busy. So all is well here. How about you? What have you been up to?
Well, first of all, I will tell you that I never can understand people who say they're bored, like with the days are too long or whatever. Because I, even if I don't have anywhere to go, like if I don't have an appointment outside of my house, or even if it's a weekend that I don't have any plans to go anywhere and I'm home, the days fly by. They just fly by. Like, I mean, there's always something to do for me, but I don't, when people say, "Oh, I'm so bored, the days are long," I'm like, no, I don't ever feel that way. It seems like you look one time and then you look again and it's hours later. So there's just so much to do and take in. I don't understand that philosophy, but then again, you know, I keep myself busy, and I think that's another reason, is because I do.
Mm-hmm.
But those Canadian fires really were a problem for me. I mean, I was out a lot this week, but they were tough on my sinuses and my throat. And my eyes, yesterday my eyes were burning, and now, of course, you're listening to us on Saturday, and we're taping on Thursday, but so say Wednesday, I had a lot of burning going on in my eyes, and I'm attributing that to the haze. I mean, you looked up at the sky, at the moon this week, and it was orange.
Oh, no.
Like, it was a hazy cast over. Yeah, it was really wild. So it was kind
cool.
of spooky this week, because even though, it looked cool, but even though the sun was out, it was hidden behind a lot of that haze. And I'll tell you, it was a little spooky to me. Yeah,
it was
spooky.
I didn't like it. And I noticed that the birds were not out for the couple days when it was really bad. And that tells me everything I need to know. I really, really miss them, because the first thing I do in the morning is open the door to my porch that I, you know, my nest And I open the windows out there, and, you know, Moo likes to get out there and check out the scene. And I always hear the birds early in the morning, you know, before the sun comes up. They're usually chirping away. And there was nothing. And they were hunkered down. And that told me that I needed to hunker down because, yes, it does bother me as well. I know people that didn't even notice it. And I suffered. I'm like you. My eyes were terrible.
Oh, no.
I was having trouble breathing.
Yeah,
I was about,
Now, you had to notice it. I mean, my God, when you walk out, it was just, and I was out a lot this week, like I said, so I really noticed it. And I thought, wow, it's a little spooky. But that supposedly that's behind us, so that's a good thing. Because the air, I guess, is shifting. The wind is blowing in the other direction, so it'll take it away from us for a while. But anyway, but yes, the weather, I liked this weather this week, though, because it was not too hot. It wasn't humid. And I thought it was a lovely week minus that. So I could have these kind of summer weeks all the time because they're great. But, other than that, it is what it is. Here we go with the weather, and there's nothing we can do about it, Julie. So we have to deal with it or not. Don't go out, stay in. And they were saying that. They were saying, you know, stay inside in air condition. Don't have your windows open. I mean, that was, and there were warnings throughout, even for Lackawanna County. So they said it on the Today Show. Al Roker was saying, you know, even Scranton is going to see the effects of this. So it was, it was pretty wild. But here we are, and it's past us, so let's keep a good thought and keep moving forward, Jewel. That's all we can do.
That's right.
That's all we can do.
That's right.
So what else happened? What else? You didn't go out much, you said. I did. I went last week, Thursday night. We went to Nada and Company. We talked about before, but their 35-year little open house get-together, little celebration. It was lovely. There were a lot of people. It was so nice to be there and see people I haven't seen recently and to be part of it all and take it all in. And they just have lovely things, whether you're buying clothes or home items or menswear. It's a great place. So that was a big deal on Thursday. So congratulations again to Nada Gilmartin, her husband Mike, and daughter Katie, for 35 years in business. And what else did I do? And then the next day I had a very busy day, Joel. We had the mural dedication, the Lenape mural dedication in the 100 block of North Washington, the building owned by Art Russo, and Zach and Art Russo have been very good to this project and to let us do that because it's a huge space, as we talked about before, but it was a lovely dedication. There were a lot of people. It was a beautiful night, beautiful. And then after we were there, I saw many people, and after that, I went over very quickly to see Doug Smith, who was performing at Daugherty Park. And he didn't hear me or see me, so I had to take a photo of him for evidence, to evidence the fact that I was there. Because otherwise he'd say, yeah, right. Uh-huh. And then after that, we went to the Lyceum performance at Lackawanna College. And those kids were fabulous, from the little, like the wee little ones to the, you know, the upperclassmen. They did a great job. It was always Broadway themed. It was phenomenal. So these kids are unreal. And these little babies, oh my God, to just get out there and do what they have to do, and under the direction of Catherine Cullen and Joanne Arduino. And it was absolutely a beautiful evening. I loved being there. And after that, my Tommy and I met the Barbettis and Amadora Barbetti, and the five of us plus one of Amy's friends, we all went up to, I don't know if you know this place, Julie, Dave's Hot Chicken.
No, I am not familiar with Dave's Hot Chicken. Tell me about it.
Okay.
Where is it?
Well, it's up. It's where Pier. It's kind of funky because it's where Pier. It's one of the stores that were Pier One used to be. So there's three stores there. There's like Trumbull.
I know exactly where you mean. Yes.
Okay. So you have Crumble Cookie in the back. Then you have on the side and in the front Dave's Hot Chicken. And then I think there's some mattress place next to it, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And so we went up there because they were open late because, as you know, no one's open in Scranton late anymore. So we went there, and it was fun. It was funky. It's a cool, you know, cool place. The food, I can't eat the chicken, but I had a couple fries, and I had some of their coleslaw, which I love. And Donna Barbetti kept saying to me, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. It has kale, red cabbage and green cabbage and kale. And it was, and I'm not a big fan of kale. Never Mm-mm. jumped on that kale bandwagon.
No.
But I did eat it, and it was delicious, and it's very little. There was, as Donna said, you'll like it because there's not a lot. And really, there wasn't. So years ago, when I was young, in my early 20s, and I would be sort of dealing with the Irish flu on a Saturday morning, maybe, Jewel.
Uh-huh.
And we would stop at the we would stop at the gourmet restaurant, and my favorite meal to cure that was an order of French fries and coleslaw, and mm-hmm. that always did the trick. So anyway, that was what I. That not needing to for that purpose when I had a Dave's only because I couldn't eat any of the chicken. So I had a few fries and their coleslaw was delicious. So
is all
give that
hot?
A try because they I think so, but I don't really know because I didn't pay that much attention because I can't eat it, so I didn't look.
Right.
But it looked delicious. I mean Tommy got one that was the grilled the fried chicken on a real soft, like probably like a brioche kind of bun, and it had the coleslaw and the pickles and everything right on the, I think he got his pickle-less, but that's what they served them on that. It was, and you can get it without the bun and just get the chicken breast. It looked delicious, and it was nice white meat and really heavily fried with a lot of coating and a lot of hot sauce. I don't know if you can get variations of heat. Maybe you can. But to me, I love hot stuff, so I would be thrilled with that. But it was kind of neat. It was kind of neat to go. I've heard about it. I've seen it. I've seen it other places. But just going in and experiencing it was kind of a little cold in there. The air was blasting. And they had a lot of people. You know what I thought was really wild, Jules? They had a security guard there.
Really?
And,
why?
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe they just do it for flat out safety purposes. I don't know. But I thought, wow, I haven't seen that
in different.
A long time. Maybe because they're open late on, open till 11. I don't know. But yeah.
Is this a chain?
It was, yes, it is. And there's some story behind it. And I remember because Tommy, Mike Barbetti said something to Tommy, and Tommy said, there is some story, and there is. I'm going to have to do my research on it. But, yeah, it was delicious, what I had. And the chicken looks great. So that was my deal. And so that's what I did. And it was a busy weekend. Was home all weekend. That's not true. I went shopping, went up to Mike Culinary's Mulberry Bush at Hopkins Farm, took another ride up there, got some goodies, and went into Pittston because I had to meet a friend there, and we took a nice ride there and then went the back way to see Mike. And so we had a nice day, and then I took Meyer back out for another little ride as he's recuperating from his surgery. Mm-hmm. And we did that both days. It was a gorgeous weekend, and so we had fun. We had a good time.
Well, you've been all over the place.
You didn't go anywhere. I know.
I did some shopping.
And I love
I have family in from out of town over the weekend, and we did some shopping on over the weekend, and that was fun. It was just recreational shopping. I haven't done, that's what I call it, you know, when you don't really have to go out for anything, but, you know, it's just going for fun. And
yep.
The first place my aunt wanted to go, guess where she wanted to go?
Boscov.
Yes.
I knew it.
I thought that was great.
Yep.
Because they don't have that where mm-hmm. she lives now. So, you know, it's,
right.
it's funny, the things you take for granted, right? I can Boscov every day if I want. So, yes, we were in the Boscovs, and then we tooled around town a little bit, and then we went up to, you know, Target and Dixon City and Marshall's, TJ, all those little shops. We had lunch at the Glider. So I did a little bit of running. That was the one weekend I had a little bit of running to do. But then I was hunkered down after that. It got smoky, and I stayed in.
Yeah. Well,
but
you know, Boscov's is the closest we're ever going to come to the Globe store, don't you think?
I know. You're right. Boscov's is great, though. They have a lot of good sales.
I love that store.
I do, too. We were in there for a long time. Yeah. Yeah. We had a good time.
Jewel, did you hit the candies? Did you hit the candy counter?
No, we were good. We didn't. We definitely thought about it, though. I mean, yeah. But, no, we had to behave ourselves. Yeah. We were good. But, yeah, their candy is delicious.
Well, people swear by that place. I know. People swear by it. My mother loved Boscov. She went there all the time.
Yeah.
So.
They have everything. So I think we're about out of time, Laura.
Okie doke. Well, we all are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. And I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And Jewel, tell them what you can do for them.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Jewel, let's talk a little bit, too, about your favorite subject, AI.
Oh.
And I say that facetiously. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tell me your story on that.
Well, you know, I'm a late adopter, and I really haven't adopted it, which for me is unusual because I do like technology. You know, I have always embraced it. I've always wanted to use whatever tool was available to me to be more efficient, to work faster, to work better, smarter. But I did not do that with AI. I just, in the last few weeks, started experimenting with it, not for client work, of course, but just in general. And the reason I didn't touch it at all, like I know what it is, of course, and I've been reading about it. I have concerns about it because I believe that this technology was introduced to the world prematurely. I don't think it was properly vetted. I think that there needs to be some more refinements made to it because I think it can be, certainly like any technology, it can be misused to a point where it's dangerous. But we see this with other things too. Social media is another thing. It can be wonderful. And when you use it for good, positive things, it's a great tool.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. we do see the negative side of that too. So I was a late adopter as far as, you know, trying anything with it. And one of the reasons is right now it is still in the phase where they call it the training. It's training. So every interaction that AI has with a person, with a human being, it is gathering data and learning and studying from those interactions. So every time you use it, you're training it to become better. And in a lot of cases, AI is cutting into, you know, the livelihood of artists, writers, musicians, designers, architects, artists,
yep.
photographers, you know, it really yep. is, that concerns me. I would love to see it used for maybe dangerous tasks that humans are currently doing. I'd love to send a robot into a dangerous situation instead of a human. I'm not sure that I want to take the paintbrush out of the artist's hand right now. You know what I mean? So I had some concerns about it, and I didn't want to train. You know, this is it in a nutshell. My business is built on the fact that I'm trained as a journalist. I've been writing professionally for more than 20 years. I'm a writer. And so when I produce content for a client, it's coming from me. It comes from my brain, my creativity, and it's original. And that has been kind of my claim to fame, right? Like, that's the thing that people know me for. I am known for writing. So AI is certainly a threat to me. So I didn't want to train the thing that is ultimately going to hurt my business. And so I didn't use it. And then I got to, so I didn't use it at all until like I said, just a few weeks ago, because I got to the point, I think, you know, somewhere deep down inside me, I was kind of hoping it would go away or subside or people would lose interest. But of course, you know, that did not happen. It's not going to happen. It's here. It is heavily utilized. It's ingrained in everything now. I mean, it's whether you want to use it or not, you're using it, right? So I decided, well, I can learn how to use this to my advantage and to be more efficient and see where I can improve my daily life with it, use it appropriately, and because if you don't learn how to use this at this point, you will be left behind, and I don't want to be left behind. So I started experimenting with it a bit, and it is very, very quickly I began to see how it is programmed to mimic human interaction. Depending on the types of prompts that you put in, you can easily forget that you're not talking to a person on the other line in a chat with, yep, a human being, because it is quite human in its response in an odd way. I mean, I caught myself after putting in some prompts and asking it, you know, I love to ask questions naturally, so it was kind of fun. So I'm putting in these prompts and asking it things, and then at the end of it all, when I got the information I needed and I was happy with that, I caught myself saying thank you. Like, I'm like, oh, why am I thanking this machine? It doesn't care. It doesn't know. And then it wrote back, you're right. Welcome. Please, you know, let me know if you need blah, 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 blah. I'm like, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so I shut it off at that point. So I go in, but I have not created an account with like a username and a password, and I have not given that. You can give your chatbot a name, which you then it further becomes human, right? Because you're giving it a human identity. But you can do that. It will save all the data and all your conversations. I don't want anything saved because I'm just playing around with it to see how it works. But I could see how people are getting sucked in, and they are going to their chatbot. They're naming it, and they're going to it every day, sometimes multiple times a day, and they're interacting with it like it is a person. And it's causing problems in people's relationships sometimes. I just saw, did you see the piece on the news a couple weeks ago? It was on one of the Sunday morning shows where they interviewed this gentleman who – his wife is ready to divorce him, basically, because he's talking to his chatbot constantly. And the chatbot told him to dump her because she wasn't being supportive. And he's, like, so emotionally involved with this machine that all of that energy and all that emotion and all that thought should be going into his marriage, not going into the computer. And this is a problem.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that.
I thought, that's bananas. When I first, you know, heard about people having this issue, I thought, how could that possibly be? But I see how it could be, because all of my interactions with it, they've all been positive. And unlike a person, they're available 24/7. They're very supportive all the time.
Yeah,
they look for things instantly.
Well,
okay, humans can't compete with that. I see why.
Yeah, but you know what?
There.
Yeah, but you know, Julie, this is reminding me of a scene from Mrs. Doubtfire. And when she was saying, we miss her after she was outed, and they were all making, she was making, Sally Fields was making dinner in the kitchen, and the kids are there, and they're like husking corn, and they're like, but, we miss her. And she goes, I know, she was so wonderful, and she always was happy, and she cooked, and she did this, and she goes, stop it, she isn't real. And that's what you want to say with this. That's what I think about this. Like, it's crazy. I watched a segment on the Today Show this week, and they were talking about these people who generate these photos and tell a story and tug on your heartstrings, and people send them and pass them along and share them and comment on them, including many celebrities. One was a boy who supposedly was raised by his Down syndrome father. And now the kid is taking care of the father. And then another one with bunnies jumping on a trampoline. Everybody was like, oh my God, it's so cute. And it looks so, it was all AI generated and put out there as truth. And they interviewed these two people who actually do it. And they believe that there's no harm, no foul. They put it out. They say it creates happiness for people and good feelings and blah 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 blah. We don't believe we're doing anything that we shouldn't be doing. And they actually went on air.
That's infuriating to me.
Right, I don't
come up.
I mean and that's what they were saying. They came up with these stories because they figured it would be good for the human spirit and this, that, and the other. It's bizarre. And I saw those pictures. I read both of them. I mean, I laughed at the bunnies, and I saw the other one. I'm like, oh, my God, that's unbelievable. I didn't even know that that could even happen, if it could. I don't know that. I've never known anybody who had Down syndrome who had a child, so I don't know that story. But that doesn't mean it isn't true. I just don't know. So I was like skeptical only because I never thought it was AI, but I just didn't know enough about that possibility to almost believe it, but I still thought it was a cool story. And when I saw the bunnies jumping on the trampoline, I'm like, oh my God, all little white bunnies. It was hysterical. But I was thinking, like, come on, bunnies, all of them, like, I know bunnies multiply, but like all of them looking exactly the same. It was a little bit weird, but I'm very skeptical about stuff. But again, I wasn't thinking AI. I just was thinking, I just don't like it. And I don't like what it does, although, like you're just saying, there's many, many alluring things that the offerings are alluring, I think. And that's what it is. But the problem is it takes away. I had a friend of mine who told me anytime she wants to write something, she goes online. And she has AI do it.
Yes, hence my concern, because I
can help. This isn't professional. This is someone who was just like looking to write the right thank you note or what, you know what I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah,
it is
going to diminish our skills, I believe, as you know, just as the human race, our skills are going to diminish in these areas if we start relying on machines to do it for us, much in the way that, you know, I'm absolutely terrible about doing math in my head because I had calculators as a kid, but generations before me, fantastic doing math in their head because they didn't have that tool. And I think much in the same way, our ability to write and communicate is going to diminish because we're not going to need to do it anymore. And that bothers me.
Yep.
It really, really bothers me. So I'm being very cautious with it, but I am learning how it can be used appropriately, professionally anyway. I would never put personal information into it, and I would caution anybody not to put personal information in there. That is being stored somewhere. Somewhere someone's going to have access to it. Don't think it isn't, you know.
Anything on the internet. I mean,
It's also, and there's even a little disclaimer at the bottom of it. At the bottom of the screen, it says, you know, AI may make mistakes. It's like, thanks a lot. I did catch quite a few grammar and stylistic mistakes for pointed questions that I was asking it because I wanted to test it. And it came back.
Yeah.
Every time I would ask it, I would get three different answers. There's one answer, one correct answer.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Does this fit AP style? Does this meet Associated Press requirements? And so every time I asked it, it came up with a different answer. So it is still flawed. And on that note, I think we need to take a break.
Yes, ma'am, we do. Okay, we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jewel, let everybody know what it is you can do for them.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
So, Jewel, you and I were chatting before, in between, off air, and we were talking about pet peeves and just things in general that bug us and everything else, and we thought it would be a good topic of conversation to talk a little bit about what our pet peeves are. And we thought we'd dabble in that and see if you guys listening have some of the same or think we're kooky, because it's like, why would you care about that? Because sometimes I when someone says something and I'm like, that doesn't bother me at all. So I get that you probably, some of you may think, nah, but it's all right because you kind of get to know us a little bit better. So, Jewel, what's your biggest pet peeve, or at least one of them?
Okay, well, you know, I think that I have so many that I can't put them in any particular order, okay? But I don't know what that says about me.
I love it.
No, but
I have this heightened sense of justice, and I want things right, and I want things to be done a certain way, and, you know, very high standards for myself and everyone else.
That's because you're Aquarius. You're an Aquarius.
Is it? Okay, all right. So that's the maybe.
Yes.
But, yeah. So, but one thing that made me think about this the other day is I was driving along, and I heard sirens, and immediately, because an ambulance was coming, I immediately pulled over to the right to let the ambulance pass. That is what you're supposed to do. It is the law. It is also the right thing to do morally, as someone could be dying in there, right? And we don't want to hold up their treatment, their help. So it bothers me very much when people do not move over for an ambulance. And then when you're the person who does move over, and everybody else is anxious to get moving again, they don't let you merge back in easily. So there's two parts to my pet peeve here. The not moving over, and then the not letting me move back in. And that just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Just drives me crazy. So my first one that I'm going to say, I guess, is traffic related. We could probably do a whole segment on just the crazy driving that goes on anymore, but we won't. and you know, of course, because I'm a perfect driver. Did you know that? Perfect.
I never
make a faux pas on the road. Of course, I'm being facetious.
Yeah, well,
you know.
I try. Yeah, I know, but I'm a pretty good driver. I mean, I'm more on the fast side than not, but I can parallel with the best of them. I probably could parallel an 18-wheeler if I had to.
Wow.
But I driving people and their quirks, I can't stand slow drivers. It drives me crazy. So that kind of stuff, probably because I'm always in a rush to get to where I'm going. But
yeah.
I love it when people are clearly in a rush and I'm not, and then they're like, I can see the frustration and I kind of laugh a little bit, which isn't very nice, but it's like, okay, I know what you feel like because I feel the same way, but too bad.
Yeah.
Today. Too bad. So that drives me nuts. But the most important thing for me, one of the biggest pet peeve, well, I guess I shouldn't rank them either, but it's up there, is cheap. Cheap, I hate. I can't stand it. I can't stand cheap behavior. I can't stand cheap anything. It just drives me absolutely crazy. It's just one of my things, but I most can't stand people who are cheap. I just can't stand it with themselves or with anyone else. I am drawn to and attracted to generosity, and I just believe people who are generous of everything they do are just the kind of people I want to be around. Because when you're generous and you put that out, it always comes back. It's just cheap, just drives me. I can't. I have no tolerance for it. None. And if anyone ever finds me being that way, I want to be reprimanded immediately, because I don't think I could ever be. And it infuriates me. It does. I can't stand it. So that's my biggest thing.
If you started acting stingy, I would think there was something physically wrong with you. Because
that's right. Where is
you are. Yes. I would be like, okay, yeah. Laurie is ill because you're not a Scrooge McDuck, for sure.
And, no.
Nobody wants to hang around a stingy person, so. Sure.
No. No, but some people really are, and they love every minute of it. And someone say, well, I'm not cheap, I'm frugal. No. Just don't try to sugarcoat it.
Right.
Don't try to sugarcoat it. You are what you are. And here's the thing. No one has to tell you. Just people will tell you who they are. Just watch them. Watch them.
That speaks
louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
Because actions really speak louder. Because people can tell you anything they want, but watch them. And that's on the good and the bad. You know, look for you look for the helpers. Those are the people that I want to be around and part of. And so, yes, that's That's the thing. What else did I tell you that drives me kooky?
When we were talking about this off air, it was kind of comical because we share so many pet peeves in common.
Of the same,
which does not surprise me. So we talked about improper grammar drives us bananas. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I am so crazy. Like, I'll say to somebody, did I say that right? Did I say that correctly? Because it drives me crazy, so I don't want to do it. And if I ever do, I can't. Number one, I apologize, and number two, tell me, because I would rather be told than to say something. Because I remember growing up, Julie, I mispronounced some words, because it's just what happens when you grow up with how what you hear things and you bring them on, or you think you hear them and you pronounce them that way. And then there's the colloquial part of speaking here and all that stuff. You know, it was funny because there was just an article in the paper about some kid who graduated from Scranton Prep, and he's doing I can't think of his name, and I asked Sean and I couldn't remember his name, but he's Sean's age, so I'm thinking maybe he graduated with Sean. And he was interviewing like 20 different people here about the coal miners' brogue, so to speak. He didn't use it that way, but it is that influence that has created some of the lingo here and the things we say. And they were talking about, you know, like a couple two three, up the einen, up the line, you eat, no Jew, ana, use all these words that aren't even words. and they were talking about and wash, that people say WASH, they put an R in it. And it's not with an R. Wash is not wash, it's wash. And but again, you hear that because it was old. Folly instead of follow. There were a lot of things. It was in the paper. It was an interesting read. And just the things you say, you know? So we grow up doing that. But then the old malaprops just drive me. That drives me crazy. And we were talking about the way, people pronounce my name, that I have, drilled it in that, my name is not Lori. That is spelled L-O-R-I. It's L-A-U-R-I-E, which is pronounced Lori. And people just can't say it. I'll introduce myself if I don't know someone, and I'll say, hi, I'm Lori Cat. And they go, hi, Lori. No, I didn't. Did you hear what I said? So those kind of things, listen. And that's another thing. You have to listen to people. Because, people don't want to be called the wrong name.
Right.
It's my lifelong struggle, Julie, of saying my name correctly.
I think it would be easier if you went by Laureen, your full name.
No, it's not. You know why it's not easier?
Nobody's going to say Laureen. Nobody's going to say Laureen, right?
Yes, they do. And they also say, they also say Lauren, or they'll say Lorraine. I can't tell you, because Laureen is my formal name, and it's on all of my legal things, so I do use it all the time. And I say my name, and they'll say, if you're at a doctor's office, and they'll say Lauren, and I said Laureen, and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry. I said double E's there, double E's. So, yes, no matter which name I go by, it's pronounced incorrectly. But there is nothing sweeter to my ears when somebody says my name correctly, when they'll say Laurie and they'll say it right, and I think, oh, I love it. So, because it's not how you say it, Laurie. It's not my name. I know plenty of Laurie's, and that's their name. And there are some Laurie's, L-A-U-R-I-E, who pronounce them as Laurie. But I don't. I want it to be said how it's spelled. So that's my again, the pet peeve of the world. So what else
I'm
for you?
I'm feeling so lucky that I have an easy to pronounce name now. Thank you to
yes.
my parents for doing that, because you really can't mess up Julie. I do sometimes get called Judy. Occasionally, but I'm not upset by it. That it doesn't bother me. Judy is not offensive. It's not my name, but it doesn't happen too often. Not too often. Sometimes people will call me Julia. I'm fine with that too, because there was actually my parents could not agree on this. My mother wanted Julia with the A, and my father wanted just the E. And there was this kind of a standoff. I was not named for a long time. I was like an unnamed baby in the world for like 3-4 weeks. 'Cause this one, that's okay. So they landed on Julie. And then the D came from my mother, my middle name. So there was compromise, and it all worked out. And it's all very easy to pronounce, which is good, because you get to Emil, and nobody knows what to do with it, how to say it, how to spell it. That gives them a rough time. So that's pretty funny. So anybody out there who's having a baby, think about all these things when you're ready to name your little one. Make it easy on the kid.
It really is. It's very, you just don't get it. And then, you know, they just, it's whatever. We could go on and on and on and on. But in general, everyone has something that they are bothered by, everyone.
Yes.
It's
yes.
part of being a human being. And we all are affected or not affected in whichever way we choose, based on the level of tolerance we have for what it is. Because like I said earlier, there's things that just don't bother me about certain things that people get all bent out of shape about. But another thing drives me nuts, though, Jewel, speaking of that, are people who litter. I can't stand it. And there used to be, and I know we talked about it, and I wish they would bring it back, the 800 litter bug, where you would call and report a litterer, and they would send a letter based on their license plate and tell you, please, you were seen on Jefferson Avenue throwing a McDonald's bag out the window on such and such a day at such and such a time, and please do not do that. And here is a bag for your car that you could throw your litter in that. And
I was
the litter bug vigilante. Yeah, well, we should do it. It should be brought back because
let's do it.
Horrible.
Because I saw somebody, you know, there's woods across the street from where I live, and I saw a red vehicle pull up, throw their fast food garbage out from Popeyes. I didn't even know we had a Popeyes here, but apparently we do.
Yes,
threw it out the window and then drove off. And then, so guess where I saw the car? They're parked right around the corner from where I live. So I know who you are.
There you go. There you go. It's the truth. I can't. It drives me nuts. So,
oh, man.
And people are so, they're just late. It's pure laziness. Get out of the car and throw it in the garbage. And that's the
How
other thing,
people?
Lazy.
How about these people? Just throwing it away at home. You were almost home. Why did you do it?
Yeah, right.
Why?
That's another pet peeve. Lazy, Jewel. We're talking about that, too. I hate that, too. Anyway, I think we're out of time of our complaining of what drives us crazy. But what the heck? So it makes for an interesting listen. All right. We are out of time. So, and I know you're all saying, thank God. Anyway, we will see you next week. And as always, we thank you for listening and even listening to us rant about our craziness of what we don't like. So thank you for that. And we will see you next week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you again. Be safe. And please be nice. Bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.